From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. An initial damage estimate to the El Paso County Courthouse after yesterday's windstorm comes to about $24,000 in emergency repairs. The county says that number is likely to significantly increase as additional assessments to heating and cooling systems and electrical and communications equipment occur. The courthouse reopened today at noon, and additional roof repairs are expected tomorrow, closing a portion of Vermijo Avenue. Interstates in Colorado, Utah, and Nevada could soon have charging stations for electric vehicles. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky has more.
The governors of those states announced they'll work together over the coming year to make plans for a charging network. Maria Eisman is a transportation policy analyst for the Colorado Energy Office. She says most electric vehicle users return home to charge their cars at night. These stations would enable travel over greater distances.
Instead of doing your typical day trips, if you wanted to do long-distance travel down an interstate, having these charging stations would eliminate that range anxiety.
Interstates 70, 76, and 25 in Colorado are expected to be parts of the network. There's no timeline yet for when the stations will be installed. There are currently about 8,000 electric vehicles in the state, according to the governor's office. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.